It's time now for our Athlete of the Week program, and we'd like to welcome in studio from Adrian High School cross country, Moises Salazar. Moises, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised we haven't had you before because you've done some pretty good running at Adrian High School.
Yeah, I was always kind of, we had a lot of good guys in front of me like Aiden and Braylon, and then last year, Mitchell Hyatt from Onstead was a pretty good runner as well.
And we, of course, had the Lenawee County preview.
Yes.
This last Saturday. You were in first place, and not only were you in first place, I think you you beat the second place finisher by about 40 seconds.
Yeah, I was pretty, like, going into the meet, I was just going into, this was my first time that, like, I was supposed to win, or I was supposed to be a pretty good win, so I just went in and I just trusted the fitness that I've been putting in this summer during like my training, and just when I was out there, I was just basically just trusting that and going after the win.
Well, you had a time of 16:23.80. Is that a good time? Not so good time, or are we going to see you lower that during the course of the year?
Yeah, no, definitely. I always get faster towards the end of the season. Like last year, I think I ran maybe 16:55 there. So I ran faster than last year, but as the meets go on, it just starts to become like a little easier, the races, and as the like I get used to the racing and all that, then that's just when I start to get faster.
Well, you know, your training goes on and on all the mm-hmm. time, and tell us about what you did to prepare for the season.
I think Tom, coach Tom, he does a mm-hmm. pretty good job of setting us up, and like our training isn't really set for this meet. Of course, we want to win the county preview and stuff like that as a team, but our training is set for trying to win at the end of the year, the championship meets, so like the county championship, SEC championship, regionals, and trying to place high in states. And that's why we do good as high at the state meet, place high, is because the way he does our training in the summer, it's always met for the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, Moises, I was at the race Saturday, and it looked like you just decided that you were going to go out, and that if somebody was going to beat you, they were going to have to beat you, because you went out early, stayed strong, and finished the race with a nice lead. But tell us about the course over there at Tecumseh. I know you've probably ran that now three or four times in the preview, but how does that course compare to a lot of the other courses?
Yeah, that course is, I like it, and I know there's a lot of mixed feelings about it, but I personally don't mind it. It's a pretty good course. It's a good course to start off the season. It's not too hilly. It's not too flat. It's like kind of like in between. You do have a little places, like there's a little place after, like before the 2 mile where it's like you're kind of running sideways, but other than that, I don't mind the course. I actually like it to start off the season.
Well, tell us a little bit. I know you got a strong team, and I know you don't want to leave anybody out, but tell us a little about some of your teammates, because you got a strong team.
Okay, yeah. We got people all over, like you said, and that's helping out the team. We got juniors that are helping the team. We got the sophomores that are helping the team, the freshmen, and then me and Carson are the only seniors, really, but everybody else is basically younger and will be coming back for the next season. I think our number two runner was Parker. He's going to help the team a lot. So is Easton. So is like Landon, Carter, and Lucas Zechner. He was I think, our sixth runner at that meet, but I think only all those guys are going to improve because how young they are.
Well, we had Coach McNaughton in a couple times recently, and one of the things that kids can do is they can come in as a freshman and really – really competed at a very high level. And Parker Smith is a freshman and finished fourth, not far behind Trenton Fetter, who's one of the top runners in the county. So it's one of those sports where age, although it's nice to be experienced, a lot of freshmen can come in and really, really do well.
Yeah, I think, just speaking from myself and my experience, I had a pretty good freshman year too. I just say that it's just the work ethic. Like, this sport is just all based off of like the work that you put in, and if you put in hard work, you're gonna get results from it. That's just the way it goes in this sport.
Now, do you have plans to run in college? Do you want to continue to run, or is your career gonna end? Now, you probably do track in the spring.
Yes, I run track in the spring.
Plans to go on and compete at the next level?
Yeah, no, I do have plans on running at, what is it called, the next level.
Well, any idea what, are you getting recruited by schools? And?
Yeah, I have some visits set up this fall for schools that I'm going to go visit and go on campus and look at.
Well, have you set some goals, individual goals? I mean, I know team goals, you kind of do that together, but what are your individual goals this year?
I mean, me and Tom have talked about this, and it's definitely been like something that's on our radar for me to do. I guess my main goal every meet is I don't really worry about too much time. I just go in there and compete, and I try to go in there and win the race, and that's my main goal this year. But I guess one of my main goals that me and Tom have been training for is trying to go sub 15 this year and cross, so 14.50s.
When you go out, when you say, and I like that attitude, I want to go out and win the race. I'm not going to worry about my time. I'm going to worry about if somebody's in front of me, how am I going to catch them? And if I get out in front, I'm not going to let anybody pass me. Is that what's your thinking on that in terms of where you're at? If you're behind somebody, what do you think? And if you're out in front, what are your thoughts?
I mean, if I'm out in front, then it's just kind of, if I'm going to go out in front and I know I'm going to do that from the beginning, it's just trust my endurance and trust that I'm going to be able to hold on the rest of the race. And if I'm behind somebody, then it's just kind of sit there and just like look at something on them. Most of the time I look at the back of their jersey and kind of just don't worry about nothing else and kind of just follow them and just let them take me to the time that I want or try to just get to the end of the race. And I know I have a pretty good kick, so then that's what I can rely on sometimes too.
Talk a little bit about the SEC. I know you've got some tough competition. Adrian's got to be one of the favorites to win the league this year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's just going to help us out. Like, the meets that we run are just going to help us out because we have a lot of hard meets this year. Like, our schedule is nothing easy at all. We have races we're racing. Like, the first Jamboree is all the divisions, so all the Ann Arbor schools, which are always really good. And then all like the big meets that we do in the middle of the season will just set us up for the SEC meet. But Chelsea and Pinckney are definitely always good schools, and they'll be good competition. But I think as we move forward, that's what we train for in that part of the season. So our times are only going to get faster as well.
Do you just have one league meet during the course of the year, or are there other ones?
We have SEC Jamboree number one, and then a two, and then a championship. The number one has both red and white, and then the two is just red, and then SEC championship's just red too.
Like you said earlier, everything points till the end of the season when you go up to Michigan International Speedway. Tell us about the course up at MIS.
Yeah, I actually really like that. That's probably one of my most favorite courses throughout the year, actually. It's probably one of the most like balanced courses, I would say. I mean, you have a pretty like you have some uphills, you have some downhills, but it's nothing like too crazy the uphill or downhill. It's like pretty even for the most part, the course.
So that's your favorite course?
Yeah, I would say that's like one of my favorite courses. I guess maybe just like a lot of people being there and being able to compete, that's what makes it my favorite course. But yeah, I like the course as well just because it's like not too hilly, not too flat, but it's just like right there in the middle.
What's the toughest course that you run on?
I would have to say, so last year we ran at Milford, and that course was really hard, and so is Heritage course, but we don't do that anymore. But those two are probably one of the hardest courses.
Well, Heritage is a good training.
Yeah,
course.
It's a lot of hills there.
Yeah, no, it is. We always get out there during the summer.
Do you go to Portage this year? Have you ever ran at Portage?
Yeah,
in the relays up there. Over your career?
Yeah, this will be my fourth year running at Portage.
Yeah, I knew. I thought maybe they got away from that for a year or so.
Oh, no.
But,
no, they still
go, yeah. Yep. My son ran several years ago for Tom, and the Portage relays was always a big one because it was just a truckload of teams. I mean, and you get a chance to really compete against a lot of other teams that you don't see during the year, and obviously some individual runners that are outstanding. But it's quite a day of cross country up there.
Yeah, no, it's always a big meet, and there's a lot of people there. I think last year in the Division II meet, we had somebody come up from Florida and actually win it. So that
Yeah.
So that was a pretty like thing. So as the meet's like growing, it's only getting bigger. I think last year was actually sponsored by New Balance, so a lot more people came, and I think it's only going to keep growing.
Yeah. Well, Moises, we want to congratulate you on being our Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week. We have a certificate there for you, a cave towel, and a sticker there. We want to wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Moises Salazar, Adrian High School Cross Country, our Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week.